Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the fifth Sunday in Lent, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Lamb of God, we fall before thee. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The epistle lesson appointed for the fifth Sunday in Lent is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 5, with special attention to verses 5 through 10, as follows. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, You are my son, today I have begotten you. As he says also in another place, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. This is the word of God. We now sing the hymn of the day, Alas, and did my Savior bleed? Amen.
Thank you.
us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again never to be afraid, never to despair or become discouraged, but to place all of our faith and trust in the one, Jesus Christ, who can help us and save us through our own set of problems, trials, and tribulations in life. When we experience great pain and suffering, and especially every time we experience the death of a loved one, but most of all, to have faith and trust in the one, Jesus Christ, who can save us from our sins and grant us the gift of eternal life through his blood and righteousness shed on the cross. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the epistle lesson, the letter to the Hebrews chapter 5. With special attention to verse 7 as follows. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, have you ever offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who can save you when you are faced with trials and tribulations in life? Yes, have you ever cried aloud with tears in your eyes to the one who can save you when you are faced with trials and tribulations in life? A serious illness, pain or suffering, a problem or a great disappointment, a financial crisis or trouble in the family. Whatever it is, I am certain all of us have cried aloud many times with tears in our eyes behind closed doors. And why? Because it hurts us and pains us deeply. It brings with it a lot of sorrow and grief as we are faced with fear and adversity. And that's precisely what Jesus experienced himself. Not only the constant criticism and accusations by the religious leaders wanting to kill him, but the agony in the Garden of Gethsemane and finally on the cross as he was suffering excruciating pain and suffering before he finally said, "It is finished," and gave up his spirit and died. There's no question about the fact that Jesus cried out in a loud voice with tears in his eyes as God the Father abandoned him and left him to suffer and die all alone for the sins of the whole world. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Throughout his 3-year public ministry, Jesus prayed repeatedly to his Father in heaven, usually at the top of a mountain or a very solitary place, and especially when he finally went into the Garden of Gethsemane, overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. As a matter of fact, Jesus didn't want to go it alone by himself. So he took 3 of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, and told them to watch while he went further into the garden to pray to his Father in heaven. He said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Jesus, as the Son of Man, needed their support and encouragement to face his imminent suffering and death on the cross. So as Jesus left his disciples and went further into the garden, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed earnestly, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." And when Jesus had finished praying, he came back and was so disappointed when he found the 3 disciples not watching, but asleep. So he rebuked them, saying, "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Then Jesus went back again to pray for a second time and a third time. And every time he came back, he found them sleeping again. So Jesus finally said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes the betrayer." The same was also true when Jesus was finally hanging on the cross, with the nails piercing his hands and his feet, and with a crown of thorns embedded into his head as he was bleeding profusely. Jesus was very sorrowful and troubled as he prayed to his Father in heaven and cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And that is precisely how we feel. Every time we are also rejected and abandoned, sometimes even by our own family and friends. And every time it happens to us, it hurts us deeply. And we experience some of the same hurt and pain Jesus experienced himself, as his soul was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. And yet Jesus accepted it, even though it was very painful for him. It was a cruel and tragic death on the cross of man's inhumanity to man. Not only being abandoned and forsaken by his own Father in heaven, but also by everyone else, including his own disciples, beginning with Judas' betrayal with a kiss, a sign of love and friendship, Peter's denial, "I do not know the man," and then the rest of his disciples as they ran away concerned only about themselves. But what was even worse, what Jesus had to put up with at the foot of the cross, as he was in great anguish and pain, the fun and the mockery by those passing by saying, "Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God." In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him, saying, "He saved others, but he can't save himself." Even the soldiers at the foot of the cross mocked him, saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." And yet Jesus was willing to become obedient, even though he was innocent. And even if it meant dying on the cross, the death of a common criminal. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Jesus emptied himself. And taking the form of a servant, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Jesus was willing to be obedient and submitted to his Father's will by suffering and dying on the cross. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. Jesus suffered the greatest humiliation any human being could have ever suffered, as he willingly sacrificed himself on the cross as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, so that we are no longer slaves to sin and held hostage to the bondage of our sins, but free from sin and saved by the grace of God through our faith in Jesus Christ. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? I'm certain that we also have had our own moments of fear and despair as we have cried out with tears in our eyes every time something bad or tragic happened to us, with great pain and suffering, especially at the death of our own loved ones. We cry and have tears just like the people of Israel did in the Old Testament, as they complained about their slavery in Egypt and cried out to the Lord for help. We cry and have tears just like Peter did after he denied his Lord Jesus Christ three times, saying, "I do not know the man." And after the rooster crowed, he remembered what Jesus had said to him, and he went outside and wept bitterly. We cry and have tears just like Jesus did when he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled at the death of his friend Lazarus. As a matter of fact, Jesus wept because he loved Lazarus very much. That's precisely how we feel every time something bad happens to us or to someone we also love very much. Whether it be an accident, an illness, a death, or anything else tragic and devastating. That is why we need Jesus to love us and to comfort us. We need Jesus to embrace us with his love, mercy, kindness, and compassion. We need Jesus to carry us, if necessary, the rest of the way when we can no longer bear the pain and suffering by ourselves. And whenever we have failed to have more faith and trust in Jesus, when we have experienced our own share of problems, pain and suffering in life, Jesus forgives us again through his blood and righteousness shed on the cross for our sins and iniquities. St. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." St. Peter also writes in his first letter, chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, "For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you are redeemed, but with the precious blood of Christ." So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, never to be afraid, never to despair, or become discouraged, but to place all our faith and trust in the one who can help us and save us through our own set of problems, trials, and tribulations. When we experience great pain and suffering, and especially every time we experience the death of a loved one in our family. But most of all, to have faith and trust in the one, Jesus Christ, who can save us from our sins and grant us the gift of eternal life. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. "But tears of grief cannot repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. It's all that I can do. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen." Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always as we place all our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who can help us and save us through our own set of problems, trials, and tribulations. When we experience great pain and suffering, and especially every time we experience the death of a loved one, but most of all, as we have faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who can save us from our sins and grant us the gift of eternal life through his blood and righteousness. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "Glory Be to Jesus." Amen.
Glory be to Jesus.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, bless us and empower us today through your Holy Spirit, as you challenge us again to place all our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who can help us and save us when we experience great pain and suffering. But most of all, as we have faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who can save us from our sins and grant us the gift of eternal life through his blood and righteousness shed on the cross as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Father, we pray again for those who are sick at home or facing surgery in the hospital, for those who have been infected by the virus and are fighting against it either at home or in the hospital, and especially for those who still continue to mourn and grieve the loss of their loved ones due to the deadly virus. Father, we also pray that you will continue to keep us always safe and healthy, to help everyone get their vaccinations, to move our government, to open our schools and small businesses, and to thank you, Lord, that the government through the United States Congress has finally provided financial help to the unemployed and the many businesses in our nation, as well as providing to the millions and millions of our citizens the stimulus checks mailed out during the past week. Heavenly Father, we bring all these petitions and intercessions to you in prayer. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We sing the next hymn, Jesus, Refuge of the Weary. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this fifth Sunday in Lent, we now conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, "Drawn to the cross which you have blessed. Amen."